Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Tishi, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Maisa and Laws of Taif in the Sefer Zrayim. The Rambam continues in regards to the Laws of Maisa, introducing the concept known as Demai, which is a doubtful situation, and how to separate the Taif from Demai. So the Rambam begins Halacha Alf, giving the history, the background for this Halacha regarding the primary institution of Demai. It says, B'mei Yechon Kan Golden Days, of Yechonon, the high priest, Shaya Acher Shem Tzadik, he was after Shem Tzadik, who was the remnants of the Sher Knesset Gedol, the men of the Great Assembly. Sholchu Bezna Golov, so the great court sent out, Uvodku B'chol Gvul Yisrael, and they checked throughout the boundaries of the Jewish people. Umatsu Shakol Zahirim B'Truma Gedol. They found that everyone was careful regarding separating the Truma Gedol, which is approximately 1/50, and giving to the Kayin. Umafish and I said they were separating it. Aval, but Maisa Rishon, the first tithe, which is given to the Levi. Maisa Sheni, the second tithe, which is eaten by the owner in Yerushalayim. Maisa Ani, which is the alternate years of 3rd and 6th year of the Shemitah cycle, instead of Maisa Sheni, that's given to the poor man. Hoya Amar Aretz Miyisrael Mekilin, that's one. The ignorant people, the Jewish people, men, some of them, were being lenient on themselves. Well, Hoya Mafrishon, and they weren't separating them. The Fikach Gazrus, therefore the rabbis decreed, Shlo Yiyin Nemen Al Maisus, that the Amar Aretz should not be trusted regarding the tithing. El Anashim Neman, only trusted faithful people. Avalama Oretz, but ignorant people, pay the same suffix, so their produce is going to be in a situation of doubt, and the Einamonim, they're not going to be believed in this halacha of Meister. Let Musar and him to say that what they have is tithe, even if they're saying they're not believed. Vizal Nikr Demai, this is what's called an halacha of Demai, which is from the word Damai. What is this? In other words, we don't know regarding this produce. Is it tithe or is it not? Halacha Beis Nav Beiskina, they instituted that a person who has the d'mai now from Am Oretz does not have to separate el trumas meiser, only the truma of the meiser, nishu avoin misa, because that is punishable by death. Therefore, they were stringent that this has to be given to the kohen outright, even though, as Ram is going to shortly explain, from the primary halacha, a person would be able to sell it to the kohen. Of course, you wouldn't eat it out of doubt, because the suffix derais l'chumra ba'aba of punishment by death, but that's the one thing, trumas meiser, that a person has to separate. But meiser sheni shemaz ahevsed, regarding the second tithe, and also the second tithe that there's no loss by separating, because the owner eats it anyways in Yerushalayim, so that they mandated that, okay, we don't know if they take off these meisers. So trumas meiser, sure, that's a chi of misa. And also meiser sheni, anyways, you're going to eat. So yeah, separate it and eat in Yerushalayim. But meiser rishon and meiser ani, but regarding the first tithe and the poor man's tithe, they didn't obligate a person to separate from his demai. Because it's a situation of doubt. We don't know if this Am Oretz that he's getting from separate or not. And whoever's trying to extract money from his friend, it's incumbent upon him the onus of the proof. Therefore, the person who bought this demai could tell the Levi the Ani, bring proof that it's not tithe. Then you could take your tithes. But until then, who said that this Am Oretz that I bought from is from that person who didn't separate meisters? Therefore, they didn't obligate him to separate. Now, halacha gimel, ava b'shem afrishon, but the Rambam clarifies this. Even though shem afrishon meisters ani medemai, although you don't have to separate the poor man's tithe from the demai and to give it to the ani, but tzach likras le'shem, you still have to designate the title of the produce inside this demai. You have to designate a part of it as meisters ani, but ve'inam afrish, you just don't have to separate and give it to any ani. But rather you say, Isur Masha Yishkan, a tenth of what there is here in this produce, Maestrani, is the poor man's tithe. Kedei likvoy Maestr Sheni, and the reason why we did this is to actually establish the obligation of Maestr Sheni, which we said is an obligation, because anyways there's no loss to the owner. And the reason for that is, because Maestr Oni Bashlisha Bashishas, because the poor man's tithe, which is in the third and the sixth year, Bimkoi Maestr Sheni Shal Shoshne Hashvu, is really taking the place of the Maestr Sheni of the other years of the Shemitah cycle. So if we're going to be lenient in Maestr Oni, which really we could be, because we're not mandating that, but then you might come to be lax in the Maestr Sheni, which we do mandate, because there is no loss, and why not fulfill the halacha, which might not have been separated to Maestr Sheni? So therefore, we also require somewhat of a designation of Maestr Oni in the produce. Halacha Dalad. When one separates from the demai, trumas maisa, which we said we mandated because aben misu, maisa sheni, which we said because no loss. So, but when someone does separate these maisas from the demai, ein mevarchin lehem, we don't make a bracha, which we normally do when we make the separation of the maisas. The fish is off because it's doubt. We said we don't know if this am oretz separated or not, and out of that we don't make a bracha. Safik brachas lahakol. Now the fikach there mutul hafresh kishuam, and that's why actually, although generally not allowed to separate the maisers when one is in the state of madras, because you have to make a bracha, and you're not allowed to make vayu mechanecha kodesh v'leir or v'leir b'chol erbes davi, you're not allowed to be in the state of madras. But here we not make a bracha, you could separate in the state of madras. Now, halacha the Ram continues about, so how do we go ahead fixing this demai? So, Kate said, how so? How so, ma'asnas demai, do you take tithes of a demai? So, ma'afresh, the way it's done is actually like this. Ma'afresh kedei trumas ma'isa. So, you separate the amount of trumas ma'isa, which shu echad mimei melakol, which that's 1/100th from the whole amount, because it's 1/10th of the 10th. The ma'isa rishon you don't have to give, like we said. But in that ma'isa rishon, in that 10th, there's another 10th, which is trumas ma'isa. So, you separate 1/100th from the whole amount. U'menichem tzad ha'peis, and you leave it on the side of the produce that you bought from Namaharetz. Why mean you say like this? You say, Zeh, this 1/100th that I'm separating is ma'iser. He's first calling it ma'iser, not calling it trumas ma'iser yet. First calling it the 10th. Ushar mice and the other parts of the tenth, which is the other 9/10, which is a part of the mice, which is a total of 1/10. Samach loy is near it. He's establishing the place right next to it. The achacham and then he says, oh, seir shemati lo b'shul mice, the one that I first had said, the first 1/100th, which was 1/10 of the 10th. Shemati lo b'shul mice, I said it was the 10th, but it was really only 1/10 of the 10th. That should be the Trumas Maisa on the Maisa, which is near it, which is the other 9 parts. Then he takes that 100 and he gives it to the Kain. And the reason is, why is he doing it like this? Anyways, the Maisa Rishon, he's not actually giving to anyone, and he doesn't even have to separate it. So the Rambam explains why we're doing it in this interesting way. It says, initially, one's not allowed to separate Trumas Maisa before the Maisa itself. So you have to first designate Maiserishin, not because you're giving it to anyone, but simply to be able to get the Trumas Maiser from the Maiserishin. So Achkach, Mafresh Maiser Sheni, and then after you took up the Trumas Maiser in the way of first doing the 100th and doing the other parts of Maiser next to it, and then saying that was the really Trumas Maiser, and then you keep the other parts of Maiserishin, then you separate the Maiser Sheni, which is the second tithe after the first tithe, which is with its Trumas Maiser, and then you go and you take them and eat in Yerushalayim. Now, Allah Avav, now, the truth is, regarding the laws of Demai, although generally you have to first be Mafresh Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, you could separate first the Maaser Sheni before the Maaser Rishon, because again, it's only Demai, it's a rabbinic halacha. And if the person wants to, he could actually say that, let's say he doesn't want to separate the actual Maaser Sheni and bring it up to Yerushalayim. So what he could do is he could say, Maaser Sheni shall pay as Elu, the second type of these produce, is Betzvainu by Bedraimim, is either in the northern part of the pile or in the southern part of it. And is deconsecrated, which allowed to do Maaser Sheni on these monies, and then you can take those monies and take them up to Yerushalayim. And so let's say someone buys a loaf of bread from a baker that's Nam Oretz. So mafresh mimenikidei trumas maaser b'chala. So by bread, there's another concern that he didn't separate, a different type of truma. So you have to separate the trumas maaser, not truma kedai, look at that people take off, but trumas maaser and the chala, which is a different one of the matnas kuna. But when he says, okay, echem mimeya mimashi ishkan, that 1/100th of what is here in this loaf of bread, harihu meiser, is 1/10, meaning it's really 1/100th, but it's part of the meiser. Ushar meiser samachle, and the rest of the meiser is near it, but it's not significant. You're not really taking off that meiser, but you're only doing it because so that you can get to the 1/100th retroactively. And he says, oh, v'zeshar zizim meiser, the first part of the meiser that I first made meiser, also trumas meiser alashar samachle, that will be the trumas meiser on the rest of the meiser which is near it. And what's more than the 1/100th that I had separated, where he had separated the ma'aser near it, that's actually going to be chala, because you have to give that to the kohen too, because that also has an oven of misa. And the second type, he could say it's in the northern part or the southern part, and it's deconsecrated monies, which he has already in his pocket, and then he could take those up to Yerushalayim, and then he could eat the loaf of bread. And this is how you do it when you buy a loaf of bread from Nama Oretz, that's a baker. Now, in Halacha Zayin, the Ram discusses regarding future Meiser from before Shabbos. V'chein, so too as follows. I'm discussing Demai, which is when you're having food from Nama Oretz. V'chein HaMazamen, if Ignoramus, Nama Oretz, invites Eschaver, his friend, but a Chaver, a Tamal Chacham, that's particular about Meisers, Sheyichlitz Leidah, she eat by him on Shabbos. Now, but this chaver, this friend, doesn't really trust his amaritz regarding his tithes. So, Omer Shabbos, what this chaver says from before Shabbos like this. He says, "Mashani osel hafresh lamacha, what I'm going to separate tomorrow on Shabbos, we can all separate trumas ma'aser on Shabbos, but he says, what I'm going to, harihu ma'aser, it's going to be ma'aser. Ushom ma'aser samachle, essentially he's saying what the text you have to say, he's saying it from before Shabbos. He's saying, oh, that'll be ma'aser first, ushom ma'aser samachle, and the rest of the ma'aser is near it. Possession of 60 meiser, and that which I first made, the 1/10 of the meiser that I had made meiser, also trumas meiser, al-shar samachle, will really be the trumas meiser on the rest. It's the 10th of the 10th of the rest that's near it. U'meiser sheni b'tzvayin b'dreimai, and the second type will be in the northern part or the southern part. for him chulam mois and the consecrate on the monies. As the Rambam explains, why you allowed to do this? Because the person could make these stipulations regarding demai. Even if it's not even in his domain. What do you mean? You didn't even get, you're eating somewhere tomorrow on Shabbos by an amar. You're saying you're already separating tithes on somebody. Yeah, you could do it because it's demai, even though it's not even his yet. But by definitively untithe produce, then you cannot make these stipulations only if it's already in your domain. As Ram Kitiz Halacha Ches, Kate said, how so? Meaning, how does this halacha apply to be mafrish on definitive tevel when it is his own, in his own domain? So let's say, Hayule may attain Mishal Tevel Bebeisa. Let's say he had 100 figs that were untyped in his house, but he's not home. He's in the study hall or he's in the field. Misari is afraid, it's going to come Friday night. He's not going to be able to take off the tithes on Shabbos because you can't separate Trumas and Mizes on Shabbos, as Rama says in the 23rd paragraph of Shabbos. So I mean, he says, okay, the two figs that I will ultimately, I'm going to be home when it's already Shabbos, that I'm going to separate, Harehin Truma, those are the Truma, which is 1/50th, and when you have 100, it's going to be 2. The Esther Shani Mafesh Achrein, and the 10 that I'm going to separate after that is my Sereshin, is the first type. And Tesha Shani Mafesh Achrein, the 9 that I'm going to separate after that is my Sereshin, is the second type, because 10 out of 90, which is left after you took out the my Sereshin, is 9. And Ulamacha Mafesh Achrein, tomorrow on Shabbos, he could separate it and eat it because he had already done the primary separation already from before Shabbos. Now, Luchates, Bitzarch Lirchosh Bisfasav, he has to mumble with his lips. He has to whisper with his lips. When he's separating them one after another, as we described in the previous halacha, in other words, he has to whisper. Every time he's separating, he said, this is according to the stipulation that I had said, that I stipulated yesterday. And again, this is not like as if you're fixing on Shabbos. Because again, you had already prefaced your stipulation from before Shabbos. Now, moreover, when you have untyped produce that has these stipulations that he did from before Shabbos, you let him move it on Shabbos, although tevel generally muktzah because you can't eat it. No, you let him move this on Shabbos before you even go ahead and separate the tithe, because since you could fix it, it's already not a muktzah item. And when listen in the b'tzadzeh, and you look at this side, which you're like, okay, that's going to be those maises, and then you eat the rest, and then it's considered fixed, even though you didn't actually fix it from before Shabbos. Let's say Ignoramus gives him a cup to drink on Shabbos. So Eimon, he says, okay, he says, what I'm going to leave over the bottom of the cup, how do you meiser? Let that be the tenth. Ushar meiser samachle. So it's really only a hundredth. It's a tenth of the tenth. But that's how much he's designating. Ushar meiser samachle, and the rest of the meiser is near it. That which I made meiser, meaning the original, which was only a tenth of the meiser, also, trumas ma'isa al ashar hasamachli. That should be the trumas ma'isa on the ma'isa which is near it. Ma'isa shin b'fi akayis. Now, the second type is going to be by the lip of the cup. So although he's going to drink that away, right away, but the rimachul al mois, let that be deconsecrated on monies. And the mashayis and he drinks. Umanich they trumas ma'isa b'sholikas, and it leaves over the trumas ma'isa on the bottom of the cup. Because since demai is only rabbinic, so they will say yesh prayer. Will say, oh, that was the trumas ma'isa, which was left over on the bottom. Halach yiral. V'chinim zin lechaver l'shtois b'shabbos. So he's invited. He knows to a wine tasting event. He's to drink by his friend on Shabbos. Again, mas nekneizeh me'erev Shabbos. So he makes the stipulation from before Shabbos. Al komash yitzis. Yitzis says like whatever he wants that he's going to be dining with him. And again, you'll be able to then drink on Shabbos because he had stipulated this from beforehand. Now the Rambam continues regarding as it applies these halachas of demai to a worker and to a baker. Let's say you have a worker, the employee, who doesn't trust the employer who's giving the food. So, what the worker does is he takes one fig and he says like this. He says, Zoi, this fig, v'tisha habois achareha, and the 9 that are coming after this one, asuyis maiso alameya, shani asalecho. They should be the 10th, the tithe, on the 100 that I'm going to eat. So 10 out of the 100 will be mice. Now, Bezoya Achas, and now this first one of the 10 is Trumas Maisa la Esa Bois Acharel, will be the Trumas Maisa on the 10 that come after it. Umaisa Chen Hu Esa Achoinis, and the second tithe will be the last 10. But Varei Mechula Mois is already taking care of that problem because they deconsecrate on the monies. And Benois Nagregor Shevish Lakain, all he does is take that one fig out of the 100 that he separated and he gives it to the client. But this that he has to deconsecrate the Maisa Shein, the second type, onto money, that has to be from his own monies. that he has to deconsecrate that Maisa Sheni produce onto. And the reason for that is, Shetanai Bezdin, the stipulation of the courts are, Hu Shetia Trumas Maisa Mishal Balabais. Yeah. The Trumas Maisa could be from the employer because he's eating one fig from the Balabais in place of the one fig that the Kohen is getting because he's supposed to get what he's supposed to get as lunch from the employer, but he has to give away because he didn't take up the tithe. So that could come off from, the Trumas Maisa comes from the homeowner, from the employer. But a Maisa Sheni Mishal Poya. But the second tithe, that comes off not from the Balabais, but rather from the workers. That should be from his own funds. Lachi Beis Hanach Taimim. Regarding bakers that are trustworthy regarding Maisas. Still, Lachivum, the rabbis did not obligate them, Lahafresh Maisa Sheni Medemai, to separate the second tithe from Demai. Why not? We said that when you have Demai, you have to separate Trumas Maisa and Maisa Sheni. No, here not, because the government officials, they require them to sell at a very low price. And they're running almost at a loss. And they would have to separate Maisa Sheni from everything that they buy from Namaratzim, Demai. It's going to be an unbelievable loss. So the rabbis were lenient. They didn't require them to separate the Maisa Sheni. The other Trumas Maisa, but only the Trumas Maisa. And that is Kedesh Afri Sheni, but Tahara Machala, that they should separate the Trumas Maisa in the state of purity with the Chala, which again, these go to the Kayan. And that'll be the job of the baker. But the Kech Mafresh Maisa Sheni, and the consumer, which we're not concerned if it becomes tamei like that of the Trumas Maisa and the Chala, the consumer will separate the Maisa Sheni. Now, remember when we say this, if the baker is selling in his store, or El Pesach Nusa, or by the entry of his store, where then the government officials, they demand from them to sell at a cheap price. But if someone's selling to a wholesaler, or he's selling in a store that's near the wholesaler, then they're obligating even to sell to separate the second type, because then the government officials are not requiring them to sell at a cheap price. Look, Gimel Rami continues regarding if you have demai and the fixed produce, they got mixed together. How so? So shnayim shebatzur karmein b'tuch gas achas. So you have two people that harvested their vineyards, and they're putting them both in the same vat, in the same wine press. Now, v'echad mehem einan emen al maisus. One of them is not trusted regarding maisus, but the other one is. So even if the one who's trustworthy regarding his portion, he had already separated his maisus. But when he takes his portion of the wine, he's going to have to separate a tithe, as one has to do, of a demai, for the portion of the amal arts. As Rama illustrates, case of how so. Let's say they were 50-50. They had the same amount that they were putting into the wine press from their grapes. And now, the trusted person is taking his half, which is 200 log of wine. He has to separate one log of Trumas Meiser and the Esther Meiser Sheni and 10 for the second type. Connected Hamea log, correlating to the 100 log of the Amma Oretz. Meaning, why? Every drop of wine, half of it is tithed, which was the trusted person, and half of it is demai. So although everyone has 200, but he doesn't have to give from the 200 of the Amma Oretz. He only has to give half of that, because half is from his and half of it is from the Amma Oretz. So he has to take off 10 from the... Oh, he has to take off 1 for Trumas Maisa, 10 from Maisa Sheni, because we're not taking out of 200, we're taking out of 100. And the reason is, because he had already taken off his Maisa of his definitive produce. And so he has to take off on half of everything that's being pressed in the wine press. And so to, let's say it wasn't 50-50, let's say it was a third or a quarter, whatever it is, you're going to go ahead and separate according to the calculation, however much of the quantity of his friend, the Amaretz, that's in the mixture, that's how much you have to calculate how much is being mixed in with his wine, because that by wine we do say what's called Yesh Bila, that we say that it's all mixed together, but then it's proportionate to however much wine he has, which does not require, because he already took up the Maisa, together with however much portion of the Amaretz, and that's how much he has to separate because of the Demai that's mixed into his wine.